Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 and 9 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. A star that shines on all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Picture a dark night with a bright star shining in the sky, so big and clear that you can't miss it. Now, picture people traveling a long distance, following that light. They don't know exactly where they're going, but they trust that the star will lead them to someone incredibly important. This is exactly what happened with the Magi in today's reading. The Magi were wise men from a distant foreign land. They saw something special in the sky, a new star that announced the birth of a king. These men weren't Jewish, and they hadn't grown up with God's promises about a Savior. But God still reached out to them, using a prophecy and a star to bring them to Jesus. The Magi's story reminds us that Jesus came to be the Savior not just for one nation, but for the whole world. His love is for all people from every background and every place. God didn't just shine his light on the people closest to him. He sent it far and wide, guiding people from distant lands to find the Savior. The Magi traveled a long way and faced obstacles, but they followed that light because they trusted it would lead them to something amazing. When they finally reached Jesus, they were overjoyed. They bowed down, worshipped him, and gave him precious gifts. The Magi saw Jesus not as just another baby, but as the king, worthy of their very best. Maybe we don't follow a star so bright you can see it during the day, but the bright light of who Jesus is has dawned on you too. He gave his best to you when you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It comes to you whenever someone shares God's word with you, like right now. And when you hear the best news of God's love, you are overjoyed. A wise child today is one who follows the light of God and shares the light of his love. God's light isn't for just one place or one people. It shines on all, inviting everyone to come and worship the newborn king. We pray to God. Father in heaven, you let the light of your Son Jesus shine on all people. That means us. Help us to reflect the light of Jesus in everything we think, do, and say, so that more people everywhere might come and worship their King. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.